Uncle Joyce Weathersby's New Year's Pledge by Mr. Cal Stewart, Edison Record. Well, about every New Year's down, hum, they'd all swore off from doing one thing or another. I never took very much stock in it, but this New Year's we was all down to Ezra Hoskins' grocery store, and they got to calculating on what they'd swore off from doing. Well, we all allowed Ezra might swore off from putting any more sand in the sugar, and Deacon Witherspoon might swore off from preaching any more long-winded sermons, and Jim Lawson could swore off from telling any more whoppers. Well, I calculated I'd swore off from saying any more cuss words, and I felt kind of good about it all day. Well, evening come, and I went out to do the milking, had my store clothes on, and I just got a bucket chuck full of milk when that darned old cow critter wailed away and kicked me bucket milk and all clear over into the fence corner. Well, I sucked down in the hog trough, and the milk went all over my clothes, and I felt like saying something, but I didn't. Well, then I went to chop up some wood, and a stick flew up and hit me alongside of the head, and I sucked down, and I seen more stars than ever was created. I felt like saying something then, but I didn't. Well, after supper, we was all sitting around. Mother wanted some things out of the cellar for baking the next day. Well, I went down, got a pitcher of molasses, pitcher of cider, basket of apples, and I started upstairs, and I just got up to the top when my foot slipped, and I never stopped a-rolling till I got clear down to the bottom. Well, the cider went all over my clothes, molasses got in my hair, and them apples hit me in the face, and right then and there, by gosh, I broke that pledge.